Welcome to another edition of the podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and I'm joined by, as always, my co-host, Christian Castain, and for the first time ever, Donovan Burns. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you? How about y'all?
I'm doing great. Don...
Oh my gosh.
What do you want to go by here?
You know, whatever you want to call me, I'm here listening to it.
Mr. Burns? Can I call you that?
Fine by me.
Well, that's good.
That's a beast right there.
Hey, one of my favorite Simpsons characters. Hey, you know, he's a role model to live by. I'm all about, you know, making large money. I'm a corpo kind of guy. I like
corpo. And he's a bad boy. He's definitely a bad boy.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
I'm all about that bad boy life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the time. So, Donnie, tell us a little bit about yourself. First of all, why are you on this podcast?
You know, I was invited on. You know, you asked me, are you man enough to come on this podcast? And I said, I sure am. You know, I'm really a big fan of the NFL, big fan of football. And, you know, I can talk with basically anybody. I can talk as much as I'd like to. So, yeah, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be able to explain my views and talk about what I think is going to happen. And thank you for this opportunity here.
Well, to be clear, I did not challenge your manhood.
Actually, no.
That didn't happen.
You may have challenged my manhood at one point or another. That's all I'm going to say here. There was a tweet at some point. That's all I know.
Or Eric spammed him to come on the podcast. Either or.
I probably did. Yeah, there was probably a lot of harassment.
There was.
Yeah, so Donnie, who's your favorite NFL team? Where are you from?
I'm currently living in New Jersey. I'm a big Giants fan. They're pretty bad this year, obviously, but, you know, we're still watching every week, waiting to see what's going on. New controversy every week, so, you know, it's almost like reality television, except for sports for them. So, you know.
You know what that's like. So why aren't you a Jets fan?
Well, my dad grew up a big Giants fan. He always grew up for Giants ever since the get-go. So I kind of caught on. You know, I feel like that's how a lot of people catch on to their favorite teams. They have a parent or somebody they look up to and respect that likes certain sports teams, and that's how they get their fandom.
Okay.
So
okay. So my bigger question there was, do you have a problem with the Jets? Because I never understand that rivalry. Like, it's in two different conferences, and one team's always really good, and one team's always really bad.
And they barely ever play each other. There's a preseason game almost every year. Like, if you're getting mad over a preseason game, you should just relax, take a whole walk, maybe go take a shower, you know, there's no rivalry there. Like, I understand if there's a rivalry, if they're in the same division or the same conference even, but, like, just because they play in the same place doesn't mean there has to be a rivalry between two teams, obviously.
Right. Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite Giant?
Well, now and all times for Eli Manning, because he carries himself with poise, and he's a respectable human being, and he's just a winner. Even if he's not winning all the time, you know, you look at him, he's winning.
All right. But, I don't know. You see my face? I don't know if he's winning all the time.
Yeah, I would agree.
Even when he's losing, he's a meme. Like, come on, he's winning. He's really winning.
He's winning Twitter.
He's winning our hearts and our laughter.
And that's all you need, right?
We'll give him that. Okay, outside of the Giants, your favorite NFL player, and other than Eli Manning, the favorite Giant that you've watched in your lifetime?
Okay,
or that you've even heard stories about?
My favorite player in the league that's not on the Giants?
All time.
All time. Yeah, I'm going to go with somebody that's current, and I really like Alex Smith. I respect Alex Smith. Like, more than... You wouldn't expect Alex Smith to be anybody's favorite player anywhere, but I think he does a good job. He does the same thing almost
every year. My mom really likes Alex Smith.
I mean, you have to like Alex Smith. Look at his history; he's been pretty crappy, and he goes out there, he grinds every week. You know what you're getting out of him, and I kind of like that. Consistency is a good thing.
I'll be honest; that's the first time I've heard that. But
listen,
it's fair.
I'm an Alex Smith fan too, but that's only because he won the Utah, and he's the best quarterback we've ever produced.
Good old Utah.
Mm-hmm. home for manufacturing great odds and ending up with 4 to 5 wins, 4 to 5 losses every year.
You know, that's all you could ask for, right? Yeah. As long as they make a bowl game, right?
Yeah, I guess. This year they're playing like the Beef O'Brady Bowl in Texas.
There you go! That's too exciting, dude.
The No Name Bowl?
Yeah, basically. They're playing West Virginia. It's dumb. Alright. Well, Donnie, any other things you would like to say?
Absolutely not. Let's get into this here.
Okay. Let's get into this. Let's get rid of the bad games first. Let's start with my team, the Denver Broncos, who are awful and keep losing, playing the team that the Giants don't have a rivalry with, the Jets. The Jets have, like, quietly been one of my favorite teams to watch all year, even though they don't win a lot of games. They're always competitive and fun to watch. I'm going to go with the Jets. It would shock me if the Broncos won.
Donnie, you go ahead.
I'm kind of waiting for the Broncos to go back to what their defense used to be, like that dominant defense. You know, they're not giving up more than maybe 3 touchdowns in a game. I'm still waiting for that. And I think if they're going to do it and get back into this playoff race, because it's not that like they're that far out necessarily. They could still get in it. That division's wide open. So let's say the Broncos are going to go out there and win this week. They're going to win big, too. Broncos' offense is going to be huge. And Josh McCown's going to throw. Let's say Josh McCown's going to have 3 turnovers this week. On that.
I'm picking the Jets. We all know what the Broncos did last week against your team, the Broncos. I get my team, the Dolphins. I'm picking the Jets. I don't even think it'll be close, to be honest.
I agree. I don't see how that. Wait. So Donnie, the only problem with your thought process is, although the Broncos are a good defense on paper, they haven't played good luck at all against any offense since, I'd say...
The best team in the league last week.
I'd say the Bills. The Bills game was really the last game where the defense actually showed up. They did have some nice stops against the Dolphins, I'll give them that, but... I just don't see him winning. But we can't talk about this move. Sorry, I'm trying. We've gotten numerous complaints that our shows go way too long, so we need to move on to the next game here. Is that okay with you, Donnie?
No, that's okay. I was trying to defend you and, you know, go out there root for the Broncos, but, you know, we'll take it.
Hey, listen, if there's anything that I pride myself on, it's being a realistic fan. You know Tristan Beckman. You will believe in the Broncos until they just disappear as a franchise, but sometimes you just gotta root for the top 3 pick, and that's what I'm rooting for at this point.
Okay, that's respectable. We'll take it.
So let's just hope the Giants win at some point, so that's a little bit easier for us. The Colts and the Bills, unclear if Tyrod Taylor's gonna play, but Nathan Peterman might play. The Colts' defense isn't great, but neither is Nathan Peterman. But I trust the Bills at home more than I trust the Colts, so I'm gonna take the Bills.
I'm taking the Bills for the same exact reason. I just don't trust the Colts. Bills, in a close one, 3 points.
Well, I think this is going to be the lowest scoring game of the week, for sure. I don't care who's at quarterback. You throw me at quarterback. The score is going to be the same. I'm going to take the Bills 13-10. It's going to be a real nail-biter there.
All right, moving on to our next game, which is the Bears and the Bengals. We don't have John here out buying birthday surprise supplies for his child's birthday. So happy birthday to John's child and John by proxy. So go ahead and pick this game. I have nothing to say about it. I'm going to take the Bengals.
Okay, well, I'll step in. I'm going to take the Bengals big. I think they need a big win this week to stay relevant in the playoff chase, and the Bears are not very good. So that's my reasoning.
I have the Bengals. There's not much discussion about this for me. I'm taking the Bengals, and I think it's going to be a blowout, to be honest. Too much defense.
Too much defense. All right. Moving on. The Titans and the Cardinals. Titans are a team that are good, but not great, and the Cardinals are a team with Blaine Gabbert. But I do I totally skipped Lions Buccaneers. We'll come back to that. But I do like the way Blaine Gabbert's been playing, and I think the Cardinals are going to pull the upset here.
I don't know what to say to that, because I think the Titans are winning by like 4 touchdowns. So, is that...
What Titans team are you watching? They don't...
It's a team that they score. I don't care who's playing, period. They score.
They score like 17 points a game on offense. And their defense is meh. They're not fun to watch.
Well, they find a way to win the football games. That's what it comes down to. And I don't... That's a little crazy, but I do see the Titans winning. The Cardinals aren't very good, let's be honest, either.
I'm very anti-Cardinals, so yeah, that's...
I would take the Titans by 2 touchdowns.
Alright, well, Donnie, who do you got in the head? Oh, obviously the Titans, because, you know, you said that.
28 points.
Yeah, by 28 points.
Okay, we'll say 24 points.
No, you said 28. We're going to go with
28. Maybe they're winning by 35. I don't know. We'll see.
3 touchdowns and a field goal. It's the same thing.
35. He tripled down. All right. Lions, Buccaneers. The Buccaneers ain't great. The Lions are eh. So I'm going to go with that ant team and go with the Lions. Also, Matthew Stafford's like a pretty good quarterback, but it is concerning to me that their offense doesn't really show up till like the fourth quarter.
Well, I think all they need to do is show up in the fourth quarter, because this is going to be a close game. It'll be a snoozer for most of the game, I guess. I'd say the Lions probably win by maybe 10 points, but if the Buccaneers were going to ever score points, this would be a week to do it. Lions defense isn't very good, so I'll take the Lions. Just take the Lions by a touchdown.
Like what you said earlier, Eric, about the Lions in the fourth quarter. Yeah, we haven't. This has been the past 2 seasons. I don't see why it wouldn't continue. I'm going to pick the Lions by 3 points. They keep their playoff hopes alive. Move to 7-6. I would see the Lions winning that game. Lions by 3 points.
Niners, Texans. Game that. There's actually a reason to watch this. I really like Jimmy Garoppolo. I think he's going to have a good day, and I'm going to take the 49ers.
You know, I'll also pick the 49ers. This is kind of a toss-up, because I don't really care about either of the teams, necessarily. But, hey, I'll pick the 49ers just so the Giants have a better spot in the draft. That's going to be my reasoning here.
Yeah, I have... Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I have the 49ers winning the game. I've kind of to go back to the outline. For me, I just don't think the Texans are very good without Deshaun Watson. That is the main reason why I'm taking the 49ers in a close one. Niners get their 3rd win.
Awesome. And we have a sponsor today. This show is brought to you by Chris's love of the Falcons. The Falcons played on Thursday Night Football against the Saints, and in a shocker...
Why are they sponsoring?
Matt Ryan, and in a shocker, Matt Ryan, you know, somehow threw 3 interceptions and won the game. Chris, your thoughts on the game?
I thought we should have discussed this one first. Why didn't we do this first? But, anyhow...
You ruined it! Chris, because okay, so I have the Falcons fandom as our sponsor, and then we'll just tie in the Thursday night preview, and then you gotta go and ruin it.
I just ruined it.
You ruined it. Come on, man.
I thought this was a great defensive win. I thought Sean Payton threw the game away when he threw the choke symbol or whatever when he put his hand on his throat. I thought that lost the game for the Saints, because we know that the Saints probably would have got the football back because of the way that the Falcons playing on offense. Matt Ryan had 3 interceptions for 1 touchdown. I thought it was more impressive that he threw 3 interceptions and they still find a way to win the football game. That's impressive to me. I didn't expect it.
Donnie, thoughts on this game?
I'm upset. I had Drew Brees in fantasy. I saw him driving down the field. It's like, okay, third touchdown, it's coming here. And then, boom, he throws a very choreographed pass into the end zone and gets picked off. And I'm sitting there like, ah, I could have used that extra touchdown. It's going to be a tight game this week. I'm fighting for a playoff spot. So I'm a little bit upset. It was a really good game to watch, though. I mean, for the circumstances, at least. Usually Thursday night games are pretty eh, and I'm not really excited to watch them. So, you know, we'll take it.
It wasn't what we thought it would, or what we were expecting.
Well, it was still a good game, though, and I'd say that that pass from Drew Brees is like one of the very few times I've ever seen Drew Brees throw a really bad pass. I don't know what he saw, because it was triple coverage at that point, so I'm not sure what he saw there, but I'm impressed, and it kind of changed my view on the Falcons, Chris. I know I've put a lot of stock into Aaron Rodgers, but I think that at this point, I would not be at all shocked if the Falcons got that final NFC wildcard spot.
Well, for me, it's the fact that the uncertainty of Aaron Rodgers, especially we don't know if he's going to get re-injured. I think there's too many uncertainties for that for Aaron Rodgers, and I don't think the Packers. I think the Packers are done.
By the way, you can't blame Steve Sarkisian for this for the Falcons struggling on offense.
I said
they targeted Julio Jones like
Julio
a million times.
Yeah.
By the way, Julio send it.
No, it's not. But anyway, for me, it's come down to the three interceptions by Matt Ryan. Didn't have much to do with play calling, in my opinion. I thought it was Matt Ryan who probably should have thrown the game away if Sean Payton hadn't.
Yeah, which is good. Moving on to our second down game, Browns Packers. This only made it because Sashi Brown got fired. And Donnie, I'll throw it to you first. What did you think of, like, do you agree with this? What were your takes?
It's very strange. That's all I'll say. I think it's less strange that he got fired. It's more strange that they got Dorsey literally, like, hours after, not even hours after. So it's very confusing.
They got him at, like 12 hours after. It wasn't, like, bang, bang. Like, there was a whole
thing. Close enough.
But that's still really, really, really quick in terms of, like, turning your franchise's direction. Yeah. And then not even 24 hours, and boom, you know exactly what. Because there's differences between everybody that's going to come run your team, or at least even if you have a lower position, somebody's going to chime in on the team, and they're going to put their preferences in. I think that it's wicked fast. They interviewed a couple guys, maybe. I'm not sure about that. But, like, I think 12 hours, that's, like, kind of incredible. And it's probably a really good move, because Dorsey's really well revered throughout the league, so.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't like the firing. I thought Sashi got a bad rap. I mean, look what they inherit. They get two first-round draft picks, both in the top 10. They're getting three second rounders, two third rounders, and Sashi Brown, other than missing on the quarterback, has really put together a good team. Miles Garrett looks like a star. Corey Coleman, when he's healthy, looks like a great wide receiver with a ton of upside. And Emmanuel Agbaji is, I think, one of the most underrated defensive tackles in the league. And then you have a supreme athlete in Jabril Peppers, where at the beginning of the season it didn't show up, but every week he gets a little bit better. He looks like he'll be the guy that's around for a long time. So it sucks that Sashi got. It sucks that Sashi got moved, but this is it. Like, they bought in their football guy now with all the picks. Like, you gotta hit on your quarterback this offseason, or else you gotta blow it up again, which is strange to say because they haven't won a game in like 29 days.
And almost a calendar year was when the last Sunday they won a football game. But for me,
they actually won on a Saturday. Fun fact: they didn't win on a Sunday.
Same difference. Almost. Whatever. For me, Sasha Brown wasn't able to get a quarter. He wasn't able to hit on the key positions that make up a... I won't say that they make the only key position that make up a football team, but you got to have your quarterback. I mean, he never hit on a quarterback. That was part of the problem. I think... I don't know if it was deserved or not. I really don't. Stop humming!
Sorry. Am I humming?
Oh, no. You're not. Yeah, you are.
Well, that was a random freak out by Chris.
Yeah, but for me, it's... I don't know if it was deserved or not. Maybe it was time because I thought he would... I think... It's tough for me because I'm kind of where Donnie is because it is strange. It's very strange. But the 12-hour thing kind of concerns me. I don't think... Either they looked at other positions while Saucy Brown was in there or they just hired somebody off the spot that they thought they just immediately went after that one guy. I don't know. That's tough. I mean...
That's not necessarily true. Dorsey...
It's most likely true.
Dorsey, they didn't just hire some guy off the street. Dorsey was really the mastermind in Kansas City for years in getting Alex Smith and drafting Tyreek Hill and really building that team up. So I don't think they got any... It was a shock when Dorsey got hired this summer. So I think they knew that he was out there and they went and picked him up.
But yeah, I would say overall, it's very strange. I don't know how to take it.
All right, Donnie, the game. Packers or Browns?
Oh, the Browns aren't winning a game this year. So we'll take the Packers. It's going to be a boring game, probably. I'd say the Packers win a decent amount. The Packers will dominate the game, I'd say, for most of it.
Cool. I'll take the Packers as well, just for that reason.
Green Bay.
All right. Cowboys, Giants, Donnie, I'll throw this to you. But if there's potential for a Giants upset here, why?
Eli Manning.
Okay.
The team's going to rally. I don't know what is going to happen when they rally, but the team's going to rally. They're going to play hard. And they're very injured. Let's just leave it at that. They're very injured. The offense is not going to look good, whoever they throw in there. But I think the Giants' defense will probably step up. It's not like the Cowboys' offense has been tremendous recently either.
Game Thursday night 2 weeks ago against... They tore up the Redskins, so I'd beg to differ on the fact that their offense hadn't been up. But okay.
Who's the Redskins?
Well, I mean, previously, though, they put up 6, then they put up 9, they put up 7. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the Redskins' defense isn't very good. I don't know about all that. But I think the Giants will step up. If they win, it'll be because of the defense, not because of the offense. I really don't see them winning, to be honest. It's been a tire fire the entire year. I'll say the Cowboys win barely.
This is a trick for me. I don't think this game's going to be very competitive. Of course, Sean Lee's coming back. Tyron Smith, I believe, is coming back. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure he's coming back. I have the Cowboys big. I don't think this will... There's no potential for a Giants upset. The only way I can see a Giants upset is if Eli Manning comes out and looks a lot better than he has in the recent past. And the only reason I would say he would look better is with all the whole franchise change. I don't see it. I have the Cowboys winning. I don't think it'll be very close.
Well, just a reminder that their offense will look different because McAdoo's not there anymore. So
sure.
Sullivan's going to take over and start implementing what he wants to do fully, completely, I'm thinking. So maybe Eli could look better, but he's not going to look good. You're right about that.
All right, I'm going to take the Giants. Just because, you know, I feel risky, and I'm going to make the risky pick and take the Giants.
Well, this is a must-win for the Cowboys. This is a must-win because you have to win out. If you don't win out, and the FBI has them had a 50% chance to win the game, I don't know why it's 50-50. I think it's more 65. I'm pretty sure the Cowboys are going to win this football game.
As much as I hate to admit Donovan's right, I believe that the Giants are going to play galvanized behind Eli Manning. That's kind of why I got it.
It's possible. As a Giants fan. It's a possible ability.
Of course it wouldn't shock me if the Cowboys... I'm not saying the Cowboys are going to implode. I'm just saying I think the Giants don't have a better week this week, and the Cowboys aren't a playoff team, so...
Which is it's certainly possible. I'm just saying I don't think it's likely. That's really what it boils down to. Do you think that they're going to galvanize together as a team or not? And I'm thinking not. That's what it comes down to. That's the only reason we're talking about this game in the second down.
Yep. Donnie, you were going to say something. It sounded like...
Oh, yeah, you see, the only way that they win is if they have Shepherd playing and Ingram's there and everybody's healthy the entire way on the offense. Because Shepherd's questionable right now, if I remember correctly, which is definitely not good. But yeah, I'd really like to see, if the offense is healthy, they could definitely put up a couple touchdowns, and you never know what the defense is going to do. So.
True.
Yep. Moving on to the Los Angeles Football Chargers and Redskins.
Goodness.
I mean, I'm taking the Chargers mainly because the Redskins are hurt. It wouldn't shock me if the Redskins won because as much as I hate to admit it, Chris, you are right. The Chargers are the Chargers. They can implode at any second. But they have, if you look at, like, their roster, it is insanely deep at every position. There's not really a weakness. They're right up there with the Steelers, I believe, two things. So the different plan. I know you're gonna kill me on that, but I feel like the I love the Chargers. I'm going with the Chargers. It'll probably be close, but still, Chargers win is a Chargers win. So I'm taking the Chargers.
All I would say is, did you see what they did? How they played against the Browns?
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think they can. I believe they can beat the Redskins.
Okay. I doubt it, but we'll see.
Okay. You're taking the Redskins?
I'm waiting on Donnie.
Okay, I'm taking the Chargers. There's no doubt in my mind the Chargers are going to win this game.
Oh, yeah.
They've been a lot better recently over, like, a stretch of, let's say, like, I think since week 4, and I think maybe week 5, when they played the Giants, everything clicked. They figured it out, and now, you know, the Chargers are making the playoffs here, too. I'm just throwing
Keep
that out.
So
just Jesse's about to get muted.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, you can't mute my identity. And I love you, Donnie, because Donnie is a Chargers troop.
You know, I'm telling you, I was very anti-Chargers, like maybe
a month
ago. But you know, Eric, you really got me to buy in, and I'm buying in.
Yeah, that's good. Now, do you think they can win a playoff game and not beat?
No.
Play a close game against the Patriots.
No.
Close game.
No.
Absolutely not. But I think that they can make the playoffs. I mean, if you look at who they're playing with here
right now. As a wild card team, do you think they could win the wild card to get to it?
Probably. Okay. Maybe.
Wild?
Yes.
What? I mean, if they play the Patriots, they're not winning. Let's just put it in that.
If the wild card 10th seed, 20th seed, I don't care. They're not beating the Patriots. And if they're
never said they were going to beat the Patriots.
They're not. They're not.
It seems like you really want them to be able to beat the Patriots.
Oh, he does. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to happen. You don't even. They're not even making the playoffs, so how are they going to beat New England, or come close to beating New England if they're not making the playoffs? But I'm picking the Redskins. I'm going to step away from the reasoning because I'm biased in this game.
Oh,
I'm taking the Redskins. I'm taking the Redskins. The Chargers will miss the playoffs like I've been saying for a year. Nothing changed today.
Oh, guess who we skipped? The Patriots and the Dolphins. How perfect, because the Dolphins, you can beat the Broncos, but you can't beat the Patriots. This game's not even going to be close. Patriots by 35, maybe even 40. I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots drop a 50-pointer on them.
Yeah.
I'm hearing by 40, alright. Maybe that's a little too vicious.
It is. I've already told her for weeks and weeks. He picks the Patriots by 50 every week. Oh, goodness. I have the Dolphins in the upset.
Oh my god. Why?
This is a recipe for an upset. I really. Well, for one, you have Gronk out. For two, it's in Miami. The Dolphins always play the Patriots close in Miami. Tom Brady has a losing record in Miami. I bet you didn't know that.
I did know that.
No, you didn't. I bet you did.
On every sports talk radio show.
But those are the three main reasons why I have the Dolphins in an upset. The Patriots will probably win this game, but I'm still picking the Dolphins.
Counterpoint: the Patriots are 12-0 without Gronk. Did you know that? Also, counterpoint: Jay Cutler's an awful quarterback. And also, counterpoint.
What's that? Point, what's that have to do with the Patriots having a losing record in Miami?
Oh my God.
What's the hat? What's the hat?
Okay, so when...
What about
when
what?
When the Patriots came to Denver, you were like, I don't know, Eric. This game's gonna be really close. Tom Brady struggles in Denver. And I told you, no! You never... Don't fall in the back. I don't want you to get your heart broken this week. And that's why...
I told you the Patriots will probably win the football game.
I'm locking up the Patriots by 30 points.
That's crooked. You can't do that.
40 points. I'm locking them up by 40 points.
Yeah.
40 points. Alrighty.
Eric's ridiculous sometimes when it comes to the Dolphins and the Patriots points. And the Broncos. Go 70. I don't care. Go 80. Oh, they're not winning by 30 plus.
Oh, my God.
The Dolphins will win a 3-point football game.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, the Patriots win by 10, but that's fine.
Gross. Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
We've got you out of...
This is a personal conversation. There is anger.
There has been for all year.
It's been this way all year.
It's not my place to be in. It's not my place.
Well, that's good. But Raiders and Chiefs, this is must win for the Chiefs and the Raiders, really. What do the Chiefs have to do to win, Don?
Not turn the ball over and actually get first down. They really... See, that's the thing. They need to start off, and they need to have a good first drive. I don't care what they do. As long as they have a good first drive... Let's just say, if they score a touchdown on their first drive, they're not losing that game. But I think the Chiefs' defense will be good this week. It pains me to see the Chiefs' defense not this good, because, you know, like, we all see the Chiefs year in, year out, have a nice defense. And this year, it's kind of been a little different. They've given up a lot of points. Last week was a train wreck. So, you know, it's going to be real iffy. It's going to be a close game regardless. I think the Chiefs will win if they play smart. They don't turn the ball over, period.
I think this... Go ahead.
The Chiefs, the other thing with the defense is they just put Dee Ford on IR. So that's not great for them. He's one of their better pass rushers. Justin Houston's not going to play in this game. He's out for the season, it looks like. They've lost really all year so many great defensive players and kind of fallen apart. And for that reason, I'm going to take the Raiders. I think the Chiefs, this is a must win for the Chiefs, but... I feel like the Raiders are the hotter team right now, so I'm gonna take the Raiders.
That's the main reason why I would take them as well. Andy Reid has to start calling. Excuse me. Andy Reid has to start calling better plays. He has to, or the Chiefs are gonna. What?
He didn't call the plays last week. He gave a play calling duty. He gave a play calling the Jets game, and they still lost.
Oh, I don't keep up with that. Either way, I hadn't heard that, to be honest. So, but either way, they have to start calling better plays. Either way, I mean, it doesn't. I don't care who's calling the plays. But for me, I'm gonna take the Raiders for that reason. I don't expect any changes. I think the Chiefs are on a fall that's. A shocking fall. I think it's going to continue. To be honest, they may miss the playoffs. I'm not sold on Chiefs at all anymore.
All right, and that settles Chiefs talk. So I don't know what that was. That's a bad transition right there. Seahawks and the Jaguars. All right, Donnie, I need to know your thoughts. First of all, on the Jaguars, what are the Jaguars?
A pretender, a team that's beat bad teams but doesn't come up well against a good team necessarily. Although that Steelers win was tremendous. I feel like they don't really do much against good teams. And playing Seattle, Russell Wilson's like MVP worthy this year. So I don't even see this being close necessarily. I think the Jaguars are a definite pretender. It just doesn't strike me as something that they can really come out there and beat the Seahawks unless they win like really late on a field goal or something like that. I think the Seahawks will dominate the game most of the game.
Go ahead.
I don't think it's going to be necessarily a domination. I'm going with the Seahawks as well, but I think that it's going to be low scoring for sure, because I know that Russell Wilson's great at escapability and things like that, but the Eagles don't have the corners that the Jaguars do, and I just feel like the Jags are going to be able to shut down the Seattle wide receivers. That being said, Blake Bortles is, after a good game, is set to have a game where he throws like 7 interceptions. So I'm taking the Seahawks, but I think it'll be fairly low scoring, but they probably win by like 2 possessions.
For me, I have them winning by I have the Seahawks winning by 10 points. Blake Bortles is super inconsistent. One of the most inconsistent quarterbacks in the league. That can be good, but plays normally isn't very good. More times than not, he's not very good. That's mainly why I have the Seahawks in this game. I don't trust them at all. I trust the defense. The defense is top 2 in the NFL, but that Blake Bortles can be terrible. Like, he could be absolutely awful. To be honest, I think he could have 3 interceptions in this game. This just doesn't feel like a Blake Bortles game that he's gonna show up for. So I'm gonna take the Seahawks. Like I said, I'm gonna take Seahawks by 10.
I just find it funny that we're talking about Blake Bortles games and Blake Bortles games that he can show up for. Like, I just find that hilarious because Blake Bortles is just absolute trash.
Well,
he could be okay. He could be okay. He's had this is one of his better years.
And also awful. It's bad when your quote franchise quarterback, his ceiling is like the 20th best quarterback in the league, and normally he's like it's sad that this. I think this is his ceiling. Unfortunately, is a guy who's gonna play like good against bad teams, but then kind of implode in big games.
Yep, I agree.
It's not great, Donnie. I'm a big Blake Bortles guy. I think he's a good guy, and I don't think he's a good quarterback.
Good guy,
Blake Bortles. All around
that Blake Bortles guy, man, he is just a wonderful person.
He's a class act.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Great character. Vikings, Panthers. The Panthers are, what? I don't know. They're like a ground team, but they can't always run the ball. And Cam Newton's a good, like, a MVP quarterback, but sometimes he can't play like that. So it's very weird to me what the Panthers' identity is. We know they have a great defense. But other than that, I'm not really sure what's up with them. So I'll start with you guys. Don't make your picks yet, because I have 2 questions for this game. What, first of all, let's start with you, Chris. What are the Panthers? Like, what's their identity?
For ground and pound, and then, of course, their defense is good. For me, they have to have a great running game. Cam Newton has, he's... I know I say this about a lot of quarterbacks, but it's true. He He can be very good. He's, but for me, Cam Newton, he takes too many hits. But overall, I said the Panthers are a ground and pound team because of Cam Newton, the way he is. That's who they are.
All right, Donnie, that's your cue in the podcasting business. Like, after 17 seconds of silence, well, it's time for you to break in.
Well, the way I see it, if Cam Newton leads them in rushing, they're not doing a good enough job. And I feel like Cam Newton has led them in rushing a couple of times this year. I know last week he did, for sure, because he had, like, a 35-yard run, something like that. And that was longer than basically anybody else in their team combined. But, yeah, it's... The inconsistencies scare me, like you guys have said. And inconsistencies in football, they usually last a couple weeks. But the Panthers are inconsistent, like, all the time. Like, they've been inconsistent for years. Like, when they made that run a couple years ago, that was, like, surprising to everybody. And then they turned back to inconsistent. You don't know what you're getting out of them. So, I don't know. They're one of the teams that could either... I could see them at 8-8. I could also see them finish, like, I don't know, 11-5 this season. So you really never know what you're getting out of them.
Yeah, you know, for me, you never know what you're getting out of Cam Newton. I think if Cam Newton has a good game, they're probably winning that football game. If he has an iffy game, they might win it. They might not. That might be close. It's more likely going to be a close game, but they're going to lose it somehow. That's what we've seen this season. But I will say, Cam Newton has had bad games, and the Panthers found a way to win, but it's few and far between.
I'm still going to go back to that game versus the Bears where they didn't score on offense. They had, like, a field goal, I think. I think they lost by 2 touchdowns. That shouldn't happen. That can't happen. If you want to be, like, a legitimate contender, that just literally can't happen.
Moving on to the next question I have for you guys, moving on to the other team, the Vikings. Well, everyone talks about their defense. The defense is great. Everyone talks about Case Keenum, how he surprised us. Here's a question for you. I'll start with you, Donnie. If you're a coach, what is the key to stopping this Vikings offense? Because we know Case Keenum's playing well, but that's not, like, I feel like there's a way to stop that.
Well, we all know they don't really have a run game unless they have somebody that steps up. Because Murray's not great.
We're talking about the Vikings.
Not great.
They've had quite a bit, pulling up the stats here real quick, but they've had quite a bit of success with Murray. And though it may not come off exactly run plays, like, they are one of the best screen pass teams in the league.
Well,
continue with your point, but they are a bad running team.
I'm not the biggest fan of Latavius Murray. I think he's a very average, at best, running back, and obviously they weren't set up to use him in the role that he's being used in this year with all the injuries and such. It really depends. If they're good on first down, they're hard to stop. If they don't get yards, if they get 1 yard or lose yards on first down, it's impossible for any quarterback, let alone Case Keenum. Case Keenum is having a tremendous year, don't get me wrong. But I think it's really hard if you don't have that consistent run game that's going to put up. Because I know Murray puts up long, he has long runs, but, like, he's not going to be consistently getting you 5 yards every rush. And that could really catch up to you, especially in games where you need to either start off strong or you need to get strong and stay strong the entire game. Can't rely on your quarterback the entire game.
I think I'll stop it.
Counterpoint. Latavius Murray's last 4 games has averaged 6 yards a game, 4.9 yards a game, and 4.8 yards a game. And Ambos has run for 95, 84, and 76. While Jared McKinnon, a nice complimentary back, the numbers don't jump off the stat page, but it's 48, 23, 24. That's not a bad running attack.
Hey, I'll tell you how to stop it. Stop that offense up right quick. You stack the box. You have to put the game in Case Keenum's hand. You have to just, for me...
I haven't tried that.
What?
I don't think that
What'd
would.
You say? What did you say?
Haven't teams tried that?
No, I'm just saying, you have to put it in case... You need to put the game in Case Keenum's hands, because... To be honest, I could see Case Keenum falling off anytime. I really could. I don't think... Now, teams have done that, and they don't succeed. Case Keenum has torched them apart. But some of these games, the teams that have done that, their secondaries aren't very good. The Panthers, they have a decent secondary. So it comes and goes. But for me, the only chance you have against that team with the defense, you have to stack the box and get them on third down, and then hope Case Keenum fades. I mean, because. Or that's your one option. Your other option is blitzing him. You have to blitz him, and that's you kind of risk. You take a risk. You really do. But for me, I don't think that that's gonna happen. I don't see them getting stopped this week. The Falcons did a fairly good job last week of holding it back, but they kind of ruined that game for themselves. But those are the only two ways that I could see them stopping Minnesota's offense.
Both of your answers were wrong, and let me tell you right now. The right to shut down this offense is to shut down the most surprising all-pro player of the year, Adam Thielen. He is one of the, right now, they choose three receivers to be on the All-Pro team every year. Right now, for me, it's Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, and Adam Thielen. Because if you can shut down Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs is okay, but Thielen is really Keenum's safety blanket, and he gets so open. He's such a good route runner. He's really fast. He's got great hands. Like... You gotta shut down.
I disagree.
To shut down this offense.
I don't think Carolina can do that. I don't think Carolina's gonna be able to shut down Thielen.
I'm not saying they can. I'm just saying that's how I would stop
them. Oh, I mean, I know what you're saying, but I just don't see that working for Carolina because their secondary isn't that. They're not gonna be able to hold. Their secondary is not that deep. That's not gonna happen. I think your best chance, like I said, I think your best chance is either blitzing or stacking the box and hoping that, well, you don't really hope, but I mean, you have to hold Murray and McKinnon back, which is possible. I mean, they've had a couple of games that aren't very good, but to be honest, I don't think it'll happen either. I don't think either of these situations will happen, but these are possible. This is how you would go about stopping it.
Alright, Donnie, pick the game, pick the score.
Picking the game is easy for me. I think the Vikings will win because of their defense, and obviously Keenum's going to be really good. The score, I'll say 24-13 Vikings.
I'll go Vikings, and it'll be Vikings 20, Panthers 13.
I'll go Vikings 17, Panthers 10.
Awesome. Moving on. Ravens Steelers. I said this on Tuesday show, but I really think that the Ravens are in a place right now, especially after that Monday night game and the fact that Juju Smith-Schuster is out for the week on suspension and there's no Ryan Shazier. I'm going to take the Ravens in this game purely based on they have more guys, and their defense is playing well. I think they can stop the run. I think if you shut down Le'Veon Bell, it makes it a lot easier to focus on containing Antonio Brown, which in itself is hard to do. But I also believe that Joe Flacco had a good game last week. I think the Steelers' defense is banged up. Alex Collins, I've been saying this for weeks, he's a great running back. Not obviously a franchise guy, but he'll do the job. He's put up really good numbers the past few weeks. And I think in prime time, these games are always close. It's not going to be a high-scoring affair, but I think think the Ravens will win it, and I'll go with the score line of 23-20.
See, I kind of disagree with you. I think the Steelers are going to dominate. Not dominate, but they'll win handily in this game. I think they know each other well enough, and if it's another one of those matchups where everybody's going headhunting, it's going to get ugly quick. And I think that's a Steelers game. The Steelers are much more successful in a game like that. I think they're not stopping Le'Veon Bell. I think there's no way they're going to stop Le'Veon Bell. I think Bell will run all over them like they did in the first matchup, where he put up 144 yards, two touchdowns. That's not even what he's receiving. I just think there's no way the Ravens can hang with the Steelers. I'd like to see the game close, because, you know, obviously these primetime games are great to watch if they're close games and they go down in the final seconds. I just think the Steelers are they'll be too good, especially because they're going to be rallying around. Obviously, losing Shazier, it's going to be tough for them, and somebody has to step up and play big.
For me, I have the Ravens winning. And this one, it's not going to be a huge blowout or anything. I expect it to be very close, to be honest, but oh my gosh, this game's going to be a Ravens-Steelers game. I mean, I know that the way that sounds is weird, but you hear?
What?
It's going to be a rivalry game. It's going to be a rivalry game type game.
Oh. Who'd you pick?
I'm picking the Ravens by 3. I think
Hold.
Did you not hear that?
No, it was just very confusing the way you said it.
I was trying to find a way to best say it. But for me, I said their defense is going to be too much. Pittsburgh plays down to their opponents way too often. And that's what makes me concerned. I still think that they're going to be playing next week. They'll be playing the Patriots for home field advantage. I still think that's true, but I have the Ravens winning this game. This just seems like the right timing. This seems like the primetime game. Ravens defense will show up, and we've seen, of course, the Steelers play down to their opponents way too often. Ravens in a close one. But it could go either way.
Right. And moving on, the game of the week, really. The Eagles, Rams. Who you guys, I couldn't really think of talking points for this one, which is weird. I just kind of wanted to talk about it. I'll start with you, Donnie. What's this game about? Who's going to win it? Why are they going to win it? Basic football analysis questions, you know, simple stuff.
Whichever quarterback performs better, that's the team that's going to win the game. Because I think this is going to be like an incredibly weird matchup. I think nobody expected this to be like a matchup between two of the top teams in the league. And here we are, like, this could decide seeding in the playoffs, where I'm sure if I was writing off the Rams as a team that was going to win 5 games this year, and they were going to be nothing, and now 10-2, it's just incredible to me. They're 9-3. Like, think about that. This is a Rams team that went from just, they got blown out by the Giants in England, and they look like maybe the worst team in football, to a team that's been like incredibly good. And Jared Goff has shown to be just a wonderful pick. It's just mind-blowing that this is the game of the week. And I mean, obviously it is the game of the week, because look at the teams. But it just seeing the Rams and the Eagles both be successful is just insane to me.
Who's your pick?
I'm definitely going to go with the Rams. I'm a little biased here, obviously, but I think just having home field is going to be important in this one. And the Rams have shown to be a very good team, although that game against the Vikings a couple weeks ago was not pretty. I think they're going to need to win this game, and they're going to have to play. They're going to have to play the entire game strong. They have to play fast. They have to play hard. But I think the Rams will win by 6 points.
I have the Eagles winning this game. We saw what happened last week. They looked absolutely horrible on offense. The defense showed up, but it's normally when you have that kind of matchup, it's the offensive struggles in Seattle. I just don't see them struggling 2 weeks in a row. That is very hard for me to see. It's possible. It's definitely possible, but I don't see it as likely. I've taken the Eagles by 3, or given to me by 7. I was going to say 3, but I just honestly, and I think it could be a two-possession game. Even though I have the score close, I don't think it'll be. It's not going to feel like a very good game. This is going to be a very defensive 19-13 type game. It's going to be an odd game.
All right. Well, that's it.
Who do you have?
That's it. Oh, well, that's not it. I've got Varans. Because Jared Goff and Sean McVay together are magic, and I believe that the Rams have an advantage at the running back position, number one. Todd Gurley's tearing it up. Also, they have held their opponents in the last 2 weeks to under 130 yards, and one of those was the Saints running game. So if you can hold them under 150, that's pretty impressive. And I don't think they'll have any problem containing Philadelphia's running backs. Also, I trust the Rams' offensive line a lot. They're one of the most underrated groups in the NFL. And that's why I got the Rams winning this game, although I do think that Carson Wentz is probably the better quarterback. But I got the Rams because they just have more parts.
Okay.
That's it. Well, Donnie, sir, thank you for joining us. I don't know. That's not a good way to end this podcast, but we're not going to cut it out because we're professionals. We let everyone see everything. Open the kimono. You know, just show the world how the sausage is made. So, I don't know
where you're going with this.
I'll roll with it, and I'll act like I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I don't know where you were going with that.
Exit interview, Donnie. How did we do?
Good. It's a nice. It's different because usually you think of. I don't know. Just I like how everything is structured, and I really enjoy talking football with people that are genuinely interested in just about everything that has to do with football. So I think that is just spectacular, and I had a good time, and I'm really glad that I ended up coming on here, even though you did challenge my manhood, which is disrespectful.
That's fake news.
No, it's not.
Okay, second question. Am I more or less annoying than I am on Twitter?
Less annoying here than you are on Twitter. You are brutal.
You're a much nicer person than Percy.
I could have come out here and could have said some things, but I decided, let's keep it professional. Let's have a nice time, and here we are.
Well, professionalism's nice.
Until this podcast is over.
Well, that's not true. Donnie, of course, have to be professional all the time. We'd love to have you on and just come out swinging at something. I get very defensive at times. I've been known to yell.
Eric Jensen thinks everybody's attacking him. Eric, he does.
Because everyone is attacking
me. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you're attacking yourself, and that's
the way the world works.
Yes, it is.
It's like Alex Jones says. They're putting, Tootsie Pops in my water to make me a frog, I'm being attacked by the United States government. I don't know.
No one's laughing.
I'm just stunned at what you just said.
You're stunned at what I just said. All right. Well, Donnie, we'd love to have you on again. Not challenging in manhood. Can we get a solid yes or no answer if you will ever be on this program again?
Chances are, I'll say yes, but that could change in any second. You say some vulgar things, so,
I say no such vulgar things. You say vulgar things, too.
And I'm welcome to that. I'm okay with it.
I am, too. I love myself.
Eric likes to spam Twitter. That's the problem. That's one problem.
I like to consider
seven messages. Seven words and seven messages. Really? Come on, man.
I need to see Eric at 3 in the morning in his feels on Twitter. I just really need to see that and experience that.
Well, that happens quite
often.
At times that happens. Alright, we need to take this off the air. We've gone almost an hour, which is where we wanted. Go to our Twitter page, @EnzoPod. Check us out. There's a giveaway. Go retweet it. Yep. Go ahead and follow Donnie on Twitter.
Yep.
Donnie_tweets.
Yep.
And Chris on Twitter at ChrisPSF. You can follow me at Eric18Utah. And with that, have a nice evening, and we will be back on Tuesday.
Yep.
Peace out.